This message came to me from Renee. Renee has been divorced for 11 years from her daughter's father. And she says that they still do a lot of holidays and birthdays together. And said that they even got back together and had a child, another child, who is 3 years old. They never remarried. They parted again a year ago. Apparently, he cheated both times on her. And then she found someone who is 14 years younger, but she's upset because her daughter won't have anything to do with her new boyfriend. She says that her child doesn't really know the boyfriend, but tells Renee that she doesn't feel comfortable around him, even though they've only met three times. Renee says that she's known him about 2 years. She wonders how she can get her 11-year-old daughter to get to know him. Apparently her daughter told her that if she chose him, the boyfriend, that she would not see her except for every other weekend. So it seems that she's giving her an ultimatum and asked for my advice. So I wrote back to Renee and I said to her, I asked whether her boyfriend's age has anything to do with her daughter's reluctance, or really is she not happy about her dating anyone? I felt that much of this may also relate to what has been going on between Renee and her daughter's biological father over the years. And I said that if, as Renee says, that they continue to get back together for birthdays and holidays, then her daughter may actually be living in hope that they may come together again one day. And combined with her actually seeing them coming back together, she also saw that they did one time come back together and actually conceived her 11-year-old sister. So she may be even more inclined to believe that this could happen again. So she may not be accepting of anyone in Renee's life because she may feel that the boyfriend may be putting a wedge between her dreams becoming a reality. So she's threatening Renee to see her less if Renee continues to see her boyfriend over her. So I suggested to Renee that she need to consider creating very clear boundaries between herself and Renee and her daughter's biological father, and said that as nice as it is to be coming together at times, that she didn't want to give her daughter false hope. I asked whether he was with somebody new, and if so, how her 11-year-old daughter responds to his partner. I wondered, in fact, whether her ex-husband or ex-partner was sharing with the 11-year-old that he perhaps wanted to come back into their lives, and if so, whether her 11-year-old daughter was continuing to help him by trying to hold the door open. I said to Renee that if she felt that this new partner in her life was a great person, warm and loving towards her children, and someone that she thought would be a good long-term partner in her life, that she should continue to gradually wean him into their lives. I suggested that she acknowledge her daughter's feelings and tell her that it makes her sad to see her upset, but that she should stand her ground and confidently plan ahead, as I said, if she really felt that this partner was good for all of them. I suggested that she not force her daughter to spend time with him, but to allow her to come closer on her own, and also, of course, that she talk to her about why she feels uncomfortable.